The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Cruise Radio is brought to you by InsureMyTrip.com. Travel insurance done right from the people who know travel insurance. Find out more at InsureMyTrip.com.
You are
listening to
broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com mobile studios. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. We're here in New York City, actually right across from Central Park at Lincoln Center, where Carnival Cruise Lines just revealed a lot more details, actually, about the upcoming Carnival Vista that's due out spring of 2016. But before we get to all of that, let's listen to a clip of Senior Cruise Director John Heald from the press conference.
And ladies and gentlemen, once we have done this, we are going to take you in little groups and give you a tour, a little insight as to what Carnival Vista will be all about. Now, there have been some clues around the room here already, and we would like to tell you more about this ship that you're going to hear all about. Now, the itinerary for the day includes the tour. It will include some very special cocktails. There will be food. But most importantly, the taste we want to give you is just why we believe Carnival Vista is not only our best ship, but the best ship the cruise industry has ever seen. A huge statement, a very bold one, but here to tell you why we believe that is a gentleman part of the team who has worked so very hard on this, and I know he is so excited. He breathes, lives, and eats our mantra of fun. And ladies and gentlemen, if he'd just been born maybe 3 or 4 years earlier, he would have been an original member of One Direction. Please. Please, ladies and gentlemen, as you hear to tell you, he's going to be your tour guide. So please give him a big welcome. He is our Senior Vice President of Hotel Operations. Say hello to Mr. Mark Tamis, everybody. Mark.
I am so honored to be here today, not just for myself, but much more importantly, for everyone for the last couple of years who has been working on our baby, now named Carnival Vista. We're soon to show you all of the features that she has. And I really feel, and we do, not just us here in the room, but our teams in Miami, our teams in the UK, our teams in the shipyard in Italy, really feel that this is truly the greatest ship to date. Certainly the best ship to come for Carnival Cruise Line. We're very excited to share all of the details with you. And so let me begin. Carnival Vista.
So you've heard just a taste of what we experienced today. Now let's talk to the Chief Marketing Officer of Carnival Cruise Line, Mr. Jim Barra. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Doug, how are you, man?
Good. Dude, I got to say, you really went above and beyond putting this whole, bringing the Carnival Vista to life here in New York City. How awesome is this?
It's been amazing. We had the chance to really tour this facility and the view out over Columbus Circle and Central Park. It made an incredible vista, so we just brought everything we could. We had a big budget, and we blew it out today. It was really
nice. Fun. Speaking of New York, Carnival Vista's first U.S. port will be New York. Now, we're not sure how long that's going to be for, but why did you pick New York City?
Yeah, I think we're going to wind up having the naming event here in New York, kind of the capital of media in the U.S. and a great place to bring the market. New York is such a key market for us. So we're going to start it in New York, and then we're still thinking through, and we'll be announcing next month its U.S. home port and those itineraries as well.
What is Carnival doing to spread the word about Vista? Like, are there any special hubs or portals out there to kind of take a virtual tour of the ship for the folks listening back home?
Yeah, so on Carnival.com, we've put up all of our footage, so you can tour basically every deck of the ship. There's plenty of videos and imagery, so you can take a real look at the ship. And then today at the event with Take In the Vista, there's content that's been going up on Twitter and Facebook all day, but we're going to continue to build out content, and actually the ship itself has its own Twitter handle, at Carnival Vista, and the ship will be sending tweets from the yard and updates on all the things that it's getting.
Wait a minute. How does a ship tweet?
It's top secret. I would love to tell you, but I can't.
You'd have to kill me. So let me ask you this. the venues, the food venues on Carnival Vista, totally loving the alfresco dining and all that. But the Seafood Shack, what was the inspiration behind Seafood Shack?
Well, we really felt like that was one of the missing items in our overall. I mean, we've got Mexican, we've got Italian, we've got basically every cuisine under the sun. But one of the best things to have on a beautiful sunny day in the Caribbean is you know, New England-inspired food. And so we've brought, you know, your fried shrimp, your lobster rolls, your clam strips. And we're going to offer lunch and dinner. So it was a real chance to bring in another type of cuisine, and I think that really rounds out the entire Lido Marketplace experience.
Okay, very good. We have three listener questions here, and the first one is going to be about the Seafood Shack. Is it a specialty venue, or is it a like a Lido Deck Marketplace?
So it's on Lido Deck Marketplace, but it will be for small fees, kind of ranging from $4 to $10, depending on what you order. Everything's going to be a great value, as always, on Carnival, but it will be for a small upcharge.
Heather asks, will there be any solo cabins on Carnival Vista?
Not at this time, no. So, no, we really wanted to focus on family in Havana and continuing to add new variety, but we're not going to have single cabins on the ship, unfortunately.
Debbie in Portland, Oregon asks, a top reason why someone should consider Carnival Vista?
I think the number one reason is the reason you take an ocean cruise is to be close to the ocean and really have a chance to take in all of the views and vistas. And what we've done with Deck 5 now, making it completely wraparound and adding all of these outdoor venues and spaces, it gives you a chance to stay connected to the ocean throughout your cruise.
Now, during the presentation, I saw where there's pools on the aft end of the ship, but there's also a serenity area. Is that two different areas along with the main waterworks?
That's exactly right, yeah. So we have the same number. We actually have added a pool in the Havana area. So now you've got the Havana pool, the aft pool, the main deck, and serenity. So all of those are available.
How's the Havana pool going to work?
So the way we're going to work Havana is we're actually going to make it exclusive during the daytime to people that have booked the Havana cabins and the Havana deck. And then around 4:30, 5 o'clock, we'll open it up for everyone so they can have sunset, aft part of the ship, beautiful views, great drinks. It'll be a great place to hang out.
Well, Jim, you throw a hell of a party, man. It's good seeing you, buddy.
Thank you, Doug. I'm glad you could make it, man.
We'd love to hear your comments. Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
How many times have you said, that'll never happen to us? Vacations are a big investment with both time and money, and they should be protected. For over a decade, InsureMyTrip.com has been the online travel insurance leader, offering the best plans from the most trusted providers. Our licensed and award-winning customer service team makes sure you have the right coverage for your travel. To find out why over 98% of travelers would recommend InsureMyTrip, visit InsureMyTrip.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
So we're hanging out with Senior Cruise Director John Heald here at Carnival Cruise Lines. Is that what your title is this week?
Apparently, Senior Cruise Director, which means I'm old. I am today, actually. I'm very old today, but great to see you.
Yeah, dude. First off, happy. Can we say your age?
No,
okay.
50.
Okay, happy 50th.
50, yeah, I can't believe it. You're about, what, 30 years away from that?
No, closer than you think. 16.
I hate you still. I still hate you. You're much younger than me.
I'll be 35 July 4th. So let me ask you this, John. Today was the big reveal for Carnival Vista happening spring of 2016. Just when you think we've seen it all with Carnival Sunshine and Carnival Breeze, you continue to outdo yourself.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of competition in the industry, isn't there? And I think this is the first ship where the new team of beards we've got, have been able to start from scratch. Take a class of ship that, okay, we've had before, but really from top to bottom, really just wipe clean slate and off we go.
One thing that was really, really cool, and a lot of the mommy bloggers, I guess we'll call them, that are here, they were stoked about the harborside rooms.
Yeah.
Has that been kind of a request over the past years for Carnival to add bigger staterooms?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're proud to be the world's most popular family cruise line. And I think we've seen more and more families. It's not just mum and dad or mum and dad and the kids. It's grandparents and the kids. And, yeah, I think there's been a lot of interest in that. And the fact that we can close that part of the cabin off, kids have got their own TV, sort of becomes two cabins in one, but mum and dad are right there.
I mean, just sitting here talking to you, I know you like to eat. So I'm going to say this. What is your favorite food venue on Carnival Vista? What are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to you actually filming me one day so you can see that I've actually lost weight. Lots of it. It's a great question. I tell you what, I'm going to tell you what my favorite part of it is, but it isn't actually a specific thing to eat. Okay. 28 years ago when I first started with Carnival, one of the best things, one of the most incredible things for cruising was to go outside and listen to the sound of the sea and to see the sea. With these alfresco dining areas that we have, we've gone full circle. Because I think for many years, the industry's trying to get the people indoors. Get indoors, get indoors. Look what we've got, this, this, this. But now people can go back to what people did before we had all the bells and whistles, and they can sit, enjoy a wonderful meal, and be just a few feet away from the sea. And for me, that's my favorite thing about the new ship.
Are we going to see you on the new ship?
Yep, I'll be there for the first few cruises. I won't be the cruise director, I don't think. Not sure yet. It's a young man's game. And as you've pointed out about five times, I'm not a young man, you cheeky sod. But no, I'll be there. And you and I will definitely meet up again.
John Hill, Senior Cruise Director with Carnival Cruise Line. Always a pleasure, my friend.
It's an honor to be, and congratulations on your continuing success.
Hanging out with Rick Griffin from Midnight.
Midnight.
Can we call it that? Yeah. Midlife road trip. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Good to see you.
What did you think of the reveal today?
Oh, I loved it. I'm so excited about this ship. You know, one of the things I really like is the sky ride where you, like, pedal yourself all the way around the back of the ship. That is cool.
And you're a beer man like me, too. So that brewery on board, I mean, how cool is that?
I've never heard of that on a cruise ship. So it's got to be a first. So I'm really excited about that. Like, what, Red Frog Pub and Brewery now. Yeah, that's cool.
Rick, dude, good seeing you, man.
Hey, good seeing you, Doug. Thank you so much.
Check out our blog, the video page, and interact at cruiseradio.net.
Hanging out here with Carrie McLaren here at the Carnival Vista reveal in New York City at Lincoln Center. Hey, Carrie.
Hi there.
You travel with your kids a lot, and I want to ask you, as a parent and as a mature adult, because I'm not, obviously, what did you think about the reveal today? And then we'll talk about the kids program.
You know, as a mom that always travels with her kids, the Family Harbor Suites, I'm so excited about that. They sleep five. It's got tons of extra space, so once the kids go to sleep, you know, the rest of us, we can still enjoy our vacation, enjoy the room, the cove balconies. That's a huge plus for us, too.
That outdoor area looks really cool, too.
Yeah, I mean, being outside, that makes a vacation for us.
What is it called? Is it the Skyway, the Sky Coaster? It goes around. It's like a roller coaster. Yeah, you like race people. It's really cool. And they also have like a mini bowling up there, of course, golf and the ropes course and all that good stuff on top of the, I guess it's called the Sportsplex. And I'm sure your daughters are going to love the waterworks.
Yes, my girls love waterworks. This one, they said, is going to be the largest one for all of the fleet. So the Kaleida slide,
cool,
that
yeah.
looks awesome. Like, I know that'll be the first place we go.
Carrie, always a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, thank you.
We're hanging out with Butch
Begovich.
I always mess your last name up. But you have a new title, dude, since we've seen you last.
Yes, I am now an entertainment operations supervisor in our fleet. I'm supervising 8 ships of entertainment. Super excited about it.
You see how I did that? I couldn't remember anything, so I turned it over to you.
Yes, thank you. I also know that trick of the trade.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Carnival Vista, a lot of cool entertainment stuff happening. What are some of your favorites?
I think the Havana Bar experience is going to be amazing. Not only do we already have a Havana Bar in the Carnival Sunshine with the great live music, but the whole experience of the pool and the Havana Cabanas, I think that's amazing. Continuing our partnership with Seuss, Playlist Productions, Punchliner Comedy Club, presented by George Lopez, all of the new outdoor entertainment options like the Kaleida Slide and especially Sports Square is going to be amazing with the Sky... Skyride.
There you go.
Oh no, now I just lost my job. I couldn't remember the name of it. Those and all of this stuff for families, absolutely, like hands down our most innovative ship yet.
We were on board Carnival Splendor last December in New York when they rolled out the Seuss at Sea program, and then we got to experience it on Carnival Freedom last June out of Fort Lauderdale. What is the reception of Dr. Seuss at Sea?
It's loved by kids and adults. I mean, it's the most read children's book in the world, Cat in the Hat. And to have it read and be a part of that, of something that people of all ages resonate with, is just been nothing but positive praise for Sioux City.
Are we going to see, I know maybe a little too early, but could we see Carnival Live events happening on Carnival Vista?
They just announced the first quarter of concerts that are already happening this year. So you know, those are meetings beyond my pay grade that they don't let me in, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Sure. And, of course, Hasbro, the game show, where we watched you on, I think it was Carnival Breeze or Carnival Sunshine, and you rocked it up there. Are the families really getting into the Hasbro, the game show still?
Absolutely. And while it's going to appear in the Carnival Vista, it continues to roll out around the Carnival fleet. I think at the end of this year, we will be up to 17 ships that are upgraded with Funship 2.0, which includes Hasbro, the game show.
So in closing here then, Butch, when you have a little downtime, where will we find you on Carnival Vista?
You'll probably find me up in Serenity. Yeah, seems like to be a quiet place with lots of sun. You know, from a guy from Minnesota, right, the sun is an important thing to me.
So it was good seeing you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Great to see you, too.
Hanging out with Peter Kanega from MaritimeMatters.com. How you doing, my friend?
I'm very good, Doug. How are you doing?
Good, man. You were just like in India just a couple of days ago, weren't you?
I got back Monday night to California, and then I flew here on Wednesday.
Dude, how do you do it and look so and stay so young?
It's the lighting.
Okay. Oh,
totally the lighting.
So we're here at the Carnival Vista reveal, dude. What is the highlight for you? What really sticks out for Carnival Vista?
I think it's really great that they're doing an IMAX theater, a three-deck high IMAX theater with brand new releases that would be concurrent with releases that you'd find back at home in the regular theaters. So that's exciting. And also the Skyride, self-pedaled bikes up in the sky above the pool deck. Sounds very scary for somebody like me who hates heights, but also really cool.
Yeah. I've dined with you a couple of times, so I've got to ask you this. Some new food features on Carnival Vista. Any of them really stick out to you?
I just had a chicken thing in the...
Bonsai sushi, or was it...
No, it was at the Havana Bar.
Okay.
And that was excellent. And the other food things look really, really great. I'm challenged with food, though, because I don't eat red meat and I don't eat seafood, so...
Well, look at me. I'm 200 pounds. I'm going to tell you that I've had everything and I sampled everything, and it's all amazing.
Very cool. You don't look 200 pounds.
Thank you so much. Pay him $50, please. We talk with Peter Kanega from MaritimeMatters.com. Great seeing you, my friend.
Great, Doug. Always great to see you. Hope I see you again soon.
Hanging out with travel writer Fran Golden here in the Carnival Vista reveal. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Doug?
Good. You just got back from like a worldwide trip, didn't you? You were like across the globe.
Yeah, a few weeks in Asia. I'm on like a different time zone right now, but that's okay.
Just another day. Yeah. So what do you think of the Carnival Vista reveal?
I think they've got some really cool stuff. I mean, I think people really like the IMAX. I'm personally excited that there's going to be a brewery on the ship. I mean, how cool is that? You know, so I'd like to see how that plays out.
You've been covering the cruise industry for a while. We won't say how long.
25 years.
But this is some pretty cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what we're seeing from all the cruise lines, the mainstream lines, is everybody's trying to top each other with a different wow, you know, and Carnival's certainly in that category with some of these water slides and all that other stuff. I like the fact that they're trying to make people look at the sea, encourage people to look at the sea, and having more outdoor dining and, you know, more outdoor drinking space and all that is super cool. You know, the whole purpose of going on the cruise is to see the sea and be at sea.
The alfresco dining seems to be getting really popular, not just with Carnival, with cruise lines all around.
Sure. I mean, I think Norwegian kind of started that with their expanded deck space, their waterfront area, and we're seeing a continuation of that. Again, you know, like you have a choice between doing a resort or a cruise ship, whatever. You're going to do a cruise ship if you want the resort experience, but with constant sea views. I mean, it's a wonderful thing about cruising.
We're both beer people, and we both like the Red Frog, the Thirsty Frog Red and the Red Frog Pub. But when you're on Carnival Vista, where will I find you bellied up?
Oh, probably at Red Frog, although the Havana Bar has some possibilities, too. You know, you can get a Cuban sandwich there with your, I just noticed, Cuban iced tea and not the kind without being loaded. So, yeah, I've had a couple sips. But
that That, of course you have. That outdoor pool, too, behind the Havana Bar. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's really neat. And also, like, the expanded Serenity area, the adults-only relaxation area. I mean, they're going to add food up there, a chopped salad bar for those of us who watch our calories when we're not drinking beer.
Not me. Fran, always good seeing you.
You too, Dougie. I appreciate you taking the time to talk.
This is Cruise Radio.
Here with the one and only Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy. What's up, man?
Hey, Doug. Great to see you.
Likewise. So here we are, dude. Big reveal. We've been waiting for like 6 months for this. And, dude, what are your thoughts?
I think it's pretty exciting. I mean, I think there's some bold new cabin changes, which really kind of goes against the grain. I don't know if you call them cabins or are they more reminiscent of like hotel rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty dynamic. They're really system shattering. I mean, I think that maybe game changing in some of the designs. Great for families, a lot of fun, and I think the Skyride is going to be a lot of fun too.
You have two kids, so would you consider one of those harbor cabins if you brought your kids on a cruise, or would you kind of want to do the two separate room things?
Well, I think two separate room thing is kind of nice if they were little. I think the harbor would have been more appropriate. I mean, I've done two balcony cabins next door to each other before, many times, even when they were younger. But, I mean, there's some nice things. I mean, there's a lot of barriers that were broken that may have, let's say, had people hesitate going on a cruise, that I think that they'll see these features and they're like, hey, this is perfect for us.
So the ship is starting out in Europe, going to do a little stint there and then come over here to New York for a little while. Any speculation where it might go after New York?
Well, I think the best place for it to go is Miami. And I would take Carnival Breeze, maybe move it to Canaveral. But, it'll be interesting to see. We don't know how long it's going to spend in New York, but I think it'll be a short period, a few sailings. And then I think the best place for it to be is, of course, in Miami, where all the newest and, the latest and greatest ships sail from.
Stuart, I know you got to catch a flight, man, but good seeing you.
Hey, you too, Doug.
That'll do it for this episode of Cruise Radio here at the Lincoln Center, as we got a sneak peek, a very visual sneak peek of the Carnival Vista. If you want to find out more about Carnival Vista, head to cruiseradio.net/vista, or we've also uploaded a comprehensive photo gallery on our Facebook page, facebook.com/cruiseradio. A big thank you to Jennifer De La Cruz and the Carnival Cruise Lines public relation team. With that said, we'll get out of here. Broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com mobile studios at Lincoln Center in New York City, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the InsureMyTrip.com studios. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.